The Arcata City Council and city officials introduced the new Arcata Police Chief to the community on Friday afternoon. Chief Brian Ahern sat down with local media to discuss his plans and goals for the city.
Police officers are heroes in my mind. We have a dedicated staff of women and men who serve this community with so much pride and integrity. And I think we have a community, you know, who really appreciates that. Although there are some members of the community who are, you know, maybe a little bit distrustful of the police department. So, you know, I have a big job to do to restore that trust along with all the folks who I work with. And that process has already started.
Ahern says he hopes to connect with more members of the community, including business owners, residents, and students. He says, as a college community, student safety is a huge priority. Ahern has experience with coastal and university towns from previous work in San Diego.
Having worked for so many years with college students to provide environments in which they can entertain in a safe environment, that's really important to me, especially not only as a police officer, but as a parent who sent two kids, you know, away to school. When parents or loved ones send their kids here to Humboldt State, I want families to know that when their students are off campus here in Arcata, we're doing everything that we possibly can to make sure that they're having a safe environment in which to live and study in so that they can thrive at school.
Ahern also says that the department, along with Interim Police Chief Richard Ely, will continue to work with the District Attorney's Office on the unsolved case of David Josiah Lawson, a 19-year-old student who was murdered at an off-campus party in Arcata last year.
You know, the fact that Josiah lost his life is tragic, and I wish there was more we could do for his mother, Charmaine, and for the family, mm-hmm. for his friends and loved ones. You know, so from this tragedy, if there's things that we can do as an organization to help the community heal, we're going to do that.
He also addressed the ACLU's letter that was sent to the Arcata City Council on the increased presence of police at regular meetings, which people felt was intimidating.
Some people feel threatened by the presence of police officers. That's a very real perception. It's a very real feeling. We understand that. But I think it's important for the city, for those who are in city government, for those who attend the meetings, to feel like it's a safe environment which to get the city business completed. If we can help contribute to that by being present, by reminding people that you know, we have to allow the business to run, then that's our charge. My hope is that at some point, you know, we'll get back to where the police presence will either be limited or maybe even it won't have to be there at all.
Ahern is also taking steps to identify patterns and spikes in crimes over the past few years. He says a priority right now is establishing working relationships with the community to develop trust. For KHSU, I'm Natalia Estrada.